that breaks the ground up finer than a plow does? It's got teeth in it. It breaks up the clods of dirt.
Rake?
Mm-hmm. What about a harrow or a horror? Did you ever hear of that? And when you're working with cotton, you know, you have to get out there and sort of get there with a hoe and sort of thin it out.
Yes, uh-huh, thin it out.
What do you say you're doing?
Well, thinning out
uh-huh.
the cotton.
Do you ever hear an expression, chopping it or scraping it? Or
chopping.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? Or is that a word that you just heard? Or do you?
I just heard that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we never used it. Like chopping wheat.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it means, doesn't it?
Uh-huh. What different kinds of grass would grow up in the cotton?
Johnson grass.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember the names of any other. Well, this other grass that, well, in a lot of yards they have that. We call it, but in Spanish we call it American grass.
American grass?
Uh-huh. American grass. That little thin grass that, not this carpet grass. It's
uh-huh.
it's kind of like wild, you know. But I remember people calling it American grass.
They call it that in Spanish?
Yes.
What?
Zacate americano.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if this comes from Mexican people, just because they're here in America, I guess that's how it got started,
mm-hmm.
that they call this grass, American grass.
Mm-hmm. Do you hear people say it in English, or do they?
No, no. I've just heard the Mexican people.
Uh-huh.
Call it in Spanish.
What different kinds of fences do people have around here?
Barbed wire.
Mm-hmm. What about wooden?
Redwood. Oh, you mean cedar posts like they use for fences?
Mm-hmm. Well, what just different fences would you see when you were growing up? What around someone's field?
Well, just barbed wire fences. And picket fences.
Mm-hmm. What? How would you set up a picket fence? What did that look like?
Well, I couldn't describe that, I don't think.
Is it the kind that's pointed?
It pointed at the
uh-huh.
top, and it's wired. You know, it's wired, just little strips of lumber
uh-huh.
between wire. And that's how I would describe the picket fence.
Uh-huh. What if you were going to set up a barbed wire fence? You'd have to dig holes for
the... Yes, for the post.
Uh-huh. You'd take the wire and you'd nail it to one...
post.
And in all you'd need several...
nails?
Uh-huh, and several...
posts?
Uh-huh. Did you ever see a fence that went in and out like this?
Redwood fence?
That's what the redwood fence is?
I guess so.
Do people have those around here?
Yes, they have.
Do you see them nowadays? Or?
Yes. In fact, I've seen them more now than I did when I was younger.
Mm-hmm. What kind of fence? What would the corral be made out of?
Wood.
Any special name for that kind of fence? Or? How would they build it?
Well, with post and lumber.
Mm-hmm. Someone was telling me about one that was built with mesquite.
Mesquite.